This is the sixth episode of the Walk Podcast.
Would you walk with me today? Would you walk with me tomorrow? And if you walk with me today, I'll never cause you any pain. I'll never cause you any sorrow. Would you walk with me forever?
Hi, my name is Cindy Lehman. I'm the former editor and publisher of Walk Magazine, and I am here today with my friend Deb Chenault.
Hello!
We are going to do race reviews today. We recently did two half marathons, the Athens Marathon half in April, and we just did the Cap City half here in Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the date of the
was Athens? It the 13th? I'm thinking it was Saturday the 13th.
Athens was an interesting half marathon because it's pretty small, mm-hmm. and you and I are both trying to do races that are a little less expensive at times, so we've been trying to do some of the smaller races, and I think it was only $40-$45
I think registered. It was like $45, yep.
So I'm okay with that.
Yep.
There was not an expo for this race.
Right.
But when we got to where we did our packet pickup, they had what they called dynamic registration. So you did not get your number assigned to you until you actually showed up, which was very interesting. We just did a little bar scanner and, mm-hmm. and got a number. Very, very quick, but I'm not sure if it would work at a really big expo.
No, it would not work at a big expo. Yeah, at a big race.
But if you think about it, the amount of time that people dig around looking for a number,
right?
Maybe it would even out.
Right.
We got some really nice shirts. They're long sleeved, technical, and a fluorescent green.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're not in women's sizes.
A little on the big side, but yeah. They'll be great for winter.
I actually wore mine yesterday because I was feeling a little bit cold with the windows open last night, and it was perfect for a spring night.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it's a little big, but it's not so big that I won't wear it.
You're not drowning in it. No.
No. So the morning of the race, we were in downtown Athens, mm-hmm. or uptown Athens, I'm
uptown.
Sorry. And we met at the corner of Union and Court Street. And we were, and I don't know, what did you think about the beginning there?
I thought it was very cute. It was my first trip to Athens, and it's beautiful. The campus is beautiful, and the geography is beautiful, and it was fun. It gave you that small town feel.
Yeah, and it really did feel small town. Mm-hmm. They told us there were restrooms in the building with mm-hmm. brick and cement on it or whatever. And it seemed like it was pretty casual to
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I thought was really cool, we could hear the national anthem, which I think is nice.
That was very nice.
And then some military men set off that cannon.
That was a little shocking.
I think everybody there jumped.
Yes, yes.
But it was nice, and it was such a little cannon.
It was tiny, and it gave off a blast.
I couldn't believe how loud it
was. I know.
So we walked for at least a mile through Athens and onto a bike path. And then after about a mile and a quarter, I think, we actually got onto a bike path.
Yeah, a mile and a half maybe.
Yeah, could mm-hmm. be. And at that point, the crowd had thinned down quite a bit. I forgot to say, it's a pretty small race. When I looked at the results afterward, there were only 177 people in the full marathon.
Really?
And 550-some in the half. So not even 1,000 people.
No.
So by the time we got to the bike trail, it had thinned out quite a bit. And there were a couple groups of people that were trying to be four across, which was a little annoying.
And a couple leapfroggers, always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the trail was, when we first got on the trail, it was really pretty because it was the river on one side and then the hillside on another. And it was really pretty. The leaves weren't out yet, and I'm sure it was going to be much prettier with the leaves, but it was nice.
I thought it was really pretty too. And it was interesting, some of the different houses that backed up to the bike trail.
Yes.
Quite the range.
Yes, from a huge old mansion to trailers.
Yeah. The trailers have me a little concerned. They're a little scary. One thing that was annoying about this race, particularly for you, is that there were no mile markers.
Yes. Horrible. Luckily, I had my iPhone, and I've been using them at my walk, so luckily I had that.
And for the first 5 miles, we did walk together, and I had actually expected to walk with you through about 10 miles.
Okay.
Because I had a feeling the bike trail would be a little bit dull. And there was this group of girls that kept leapfrogging us, and every time they'd get right in front of us, they would come to an almost complete stop, and I couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
And when I passed them, I tried to walk really, really fast, get far enough ahead of them that they couldn't leapfrog me anymore. And by the time I realized you were
So that's when he lost me. Yep.
At that point, I thought, I can either stop and wait for Deb or I can keep going. And I decided to just keep going.
And we're secure in ourselves enough that it's like, okay, you're faster than I am anyway. And because I think I had my iPod, and I think you had your iPod,
yeah, I did.
Right?
Yeah. But I still found the race boring.
Yeah. You know, for the first half going out, it was fine because you had the runners on their way back to the finish. And that's nice to always, you know, look at people and smile and say hey. But that last 6.5 miles back was pretty rough.
I was surprised at how mentally rough it was because we've done other races on bike trails, and I don't remember them being as mentally difficult as this one was.
And another bad thing that that hurt me, I thought, was we had a pretty stiff headwind.
Oh, yeah.
On the way back.
I forgot about that.
And it seems like, for me anyway, my first half marathon of the season is always rough.
Yeah.
The winter was horrible, so we didn't train great. But it just reminded me a lot of Memphis. Germantown or whatever it was. And
yeah, Memphis was mentally rough for us,
too. But it was cold, and I don't think we had trained. And that was in March.
Yeah.
So that was an early one.
So we probably did about the same level of training, only this year's weather was worse.
Right. So I was glad to get the first half out of the way.
At the very end of the race, we ended up actually on OU's campus out by the West Green, and then we had to cut through a little bit of grass, and we got to go onto the track from their running track. Mm-hmm.
Very nice track.
It looked pretty new. It was pretty.
Yeah.
And we did one lap around, and then like a half a lap around in order to finish. And the people there were very nice.
Everybody
was very helpful. All the volunteers were great.
Right.
I thought the volunteers who did the water stops did a pretty good job, too.
Yep.
I think there was only one where we actually had to wait for someone to hand us water. But even that wasn't that bad.
Yeah, no.
So the finish was kind of nice, though. After they made sure I didn't cut in front of anybody when I walked off the track because there were runners coming in after me.
Okay.
And they were really aware of where I was compared to where everybody else was. And our friend Steve was there at that point. He finished before us. He went with me to grab water, and then we went into the stands to wait for you, and I didn't realize you were already on your second lap.
Oh!
Because I thought that we were going to catch you coming in on your first lap. I could have sworn I heard them call your name.
Oh, okay.
And we got up there, and it was your second lap. So
it was pretty cool because I came in alongside the third place marathon finisher. So everybody was cheering really loud for me.
Yeah, it was pretty funny because it looked like he was really slow finishing with you.
And that was another concern of mine coming back those last 6 miles was I stayed pretty close to the right-hand side of the track thinking we would get past a lot more, and I don't even remember getting past.
I remember being passed by at least one person, but obviously we got passed by two.
Right. And I passed people, so I'm always happy when I pass people on the...
Yeah, we passed a lot of people.
On the second half, especially.
At the end of the race, they had plenty of water. They had chocolate milk from
Snowville.
They had, was it Donato's Pizza? It was pizza.
I can't remember.
And think they had pretzels and chips and things like that too.
And it had gotten a little warmer,
yeah,
as I remember, and I kind of get heat exhaustion, so I was feeling a little nauseous, so I think I just had chocolate milk and a banana.
Oh, I forgot there were bananas.
Yeah.
I grabbed a banana, ate one piece of pizza, because I knew we had bad experience with other races.
I know.
Eating too much pizza. Then I chugged chocolate milk before I realized it was still Lent, and I had given up chocolate for Lent.
That's right. That's right.
I felt very guilty about that.
It's so good, though.
It was very good. And then another thing that was really nice was they had some physical therapy students giving massages after the race. And I went to have one. And they were so excited that I had so much scar tissue on my iliotibial band. They were like, oh, feel this. It's not supposed to be this way.
You have a practice patient.
So that was kind of nice.
And that's good because it gave me time to cool down and get readjusted and,
I don't even remember what our metal looked like at this point.
It's nice. It's gray. It's fairly heavy. It's a smaller.
Okay.
And it's just got the, a runner, a cutout of a runner on it.
I remember it.
And nice ribbon.
So we were lucky, too, that we were able to get a late checkout for our hotels.
Yep.
We were able to take a shower before we head back home.
Cleaned up.
Steve drove down that morning and then drove back, but I don't think he had any problem with it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to do that. I'm glad we stayed the night.
I don't mind if it's less than an hour each way, but once you're over an hour, I can't do it.
Right.
So, overall, what did you think of the race?
I liked it.
You did?
I liked it.
Would you do it again?
No. The mile markers really was a big negative, but for the price, I mean, for $45 you get a nice technical t-shirt and chocolate milk and a banana and a nice medal, and you got your first half marathon out of the way.
I think if I would have planned something better to listen to, I would have been better off, but I was listening to a book and it wasn't a very exciting one, so I thought the race was okay. I thought the organization was wonderful. I thought the price was good. The shirts are nice. Now that you reminded me of the medal, I do remember the medal was nice. And the volunteers were great. There was plenty of water on the course. It was just being on that bike trail was boring. So.
And I think I even went into it saying, well, if this is just another training walk, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we got up to 12. To train for that one.
No, we didn't. No.
So I just go into it thinking, well, it's the first one.
Yeah.
It'll be the one to judge other races by. And
Steve was under 3 hours, somewhere around 2:58, I think. It was interesting they post gun time,
I
not chip time.
I saw that.
Excuse me, I thought that was pretty funny.
I think my chip time was 3:08 something.
That could be.
Or 3:09.
My watch time was 3:03 something.
Okay.
And then my gun time was like 3:04. It took us a minute to get to 7.
Okay.
So I think you were around somewhere 3:08, 3:09.
Yeah.
So it wasn't bad.
No.
I was slower than I would have wanted to be, but I was having some hip flexor issues, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But I probably won't do it again.
No. Not for a long time anyway. I mean, it's a fine first half marathon of the season, / training walk.
And I think if we had tried to do a race earlier, we wouldn't have been in shape because of the winter was so hard on us.
Right. Yeah, we would have been hurt.
And then this past weekend, we just did the Cap City Half Marathon in Columbus, and this one is put on by M3S Sports, which is owned by David Babner. He's the race director. And how about you talk about it first?
I have just grown to love the Cap City. I haven't done all of them. I did the one in the snow on April 1st.
That was a long time ago.
That was like seven years ago, maybe?
However long ago it was, I still had the
remember,
magazine.
But, and I remember, I've done maybe four or five of them. And I remember doing them when they were much smaller. And this one, I think it's at a really good size now.
I think it is too. Do you remember how big it was? Was it 18,000 or is it not quite that big?
I think it was 15.
Okay.
It might have been 18 with all the, with the 5K. Did they have a...
They did
a
5K.
Quarter marathon.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it was 15.
For the half.
Right.
Okay, that would make sense.
But we got down there early, and we got in the crowd, and got our first, you know, break in the commons, and it's just a great atmosphere. Everybody's wearing their old race t-shirts, and just fun.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. The security measures were not nearly as tight as I had expected them to be, because last year, remember, this race happened right after Boston.
Right.
And it seemed like everything was super, super tight security-wise. Like, I don't think we could have even crossed the street to get back to our car.
And it wasn't overt with the security.
Right. So we actually parked closer to the finish this year in a parking lot we don't normally park in, and it worked out great. So we left early enough.
Yep.
And we found our corral. We were in Corral F, mm-hmm. which felt really, really far away.
I think we had just gone down the wrong street. Next year we should go from the opposite way, wherever that was. Because we went from A to F, and we could have walked down a few blocks.
A different street.
And we could have gone down a different street for a few blocks, and it wouldn't nearly have been so bad.
Yeah, it was really hard to get to our corral because we did, like Deb said, we made a wrong choice, and we didn't head to our corral from the right direction. And
right.
So Corral F took forever to get to, but we made it in time.
Yep.
Pat was so funny because she kept waiting for you guys, and I said, I think they know where we're going. We're all going to F.
But it was fun. It was fun waiting for it to get started, and the sun came out, and...
I don't know if you knew this, but at one point, they were at the front, they were doing an OHIO thing. I never even heard that.
I heard it, yes.
I wonder what I was doing.
I don't know.
It's probably talking.
I know.
But we had a pretty good crowd of Buckeye Striders. We had 8, maybe?
That sounds right. And I had a friend from work,
right.
Patty, was doing it with me. We had a great time.
She was fun.
Yeah.
So we had about 8 people at the start, and 2 did the quarter marathon, and the rest of us did the half marathon. And our friend Ruth Ann, it was her very first half marathon.
Yeah, that's right, that's exciting.
And that was pretty exciting.
That was very exciting.
Yeah, she did do her 12-mile training walk.
Yeah.
Well, if you count Athens, we did too.
Right.
They changed the route a little bit this year. And you know, it's not like I really remember race routes very well. Columbus I do, just because they haven't changed it in a while.
I remember that long stretch on Olentangy to Lane to... I remember that part.
But it seemed like when we went from High Street across the river by Kosai, that seemed new to me.
That was new, and also I kept expecting, because was it last year we walked past Columbus State? And we walked farther down and walked directly into German Village instead of going down one of those other side streets that take you to Columbus State.
I thought it was a nice course.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
And they have a lot of time in between each corral so that at the start it was never overly crowded.
No.
I don't know if they let more than one corral go at a time, because it didn't seem like it took a long time.
18 minutes, I think it took.
That's not too bad for being a corral left. But I think that they let E and F go at the same time.
Pretty close, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that was pretty good. And there were a lot of people at the start cheering everybody on. It was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The mile markers seemed to be accurate.
Oh, good. Yeah.
If my Garmin was accurate, the mile markers were.
It was very nice to see the mile markers.
Yeah.
And plenty of water.
Plenty of water.
And at one point people had the goo, and...
Then they made the streets sticky.
And the Gatorade, right.
Yeah.
And then I had some people who struggled at the water stops ahead of me. I almost had to, you know, yell at people to keep going, because some people just want to stop
and
pick up the water.
I think we're going to get that anytime you're in a race bigger than a couple hundred people.
Right. I think so, too. I know.
We're going to have to learn how to deal with it.
I know. It's us. I know.
Even though we were at a lot of the same pace this time, we were kind of we were together, we weren't together, or together, we weren't together, which was normally, once we separate, we're gone for the rest of the race.
Right.
I thought that I had been looking for a portage on the course for a very long time, one that did not have a line. So I think they probably could have had a few more portageons on the course. And I finally, somewhere around mile 8, and that's when I had gone ahead of you because you stopped.
Early in the short north, I think.
Yeah, you
stopped. I had stopped.
And then I kept going with Pat and Elaine, and then I stopped somewhere around mile 8, and I ended up passing you again around Gooddale Park.
Yes, that's right, because I just assumed that you were still ahead of us, when in actuality you were behind us.
But one of my goals this time was not to get injured, because I have had that hip flexor issue.
Right.
So I ended up being the unofficial pacer for a group of about 5.
You were great. Yes.
So our goal was to walk somewhere around 14:10. At least when we all started walking, that was the pace we all agreed on. So we're around a 14:10. And then as I had expected that somewhere around mile 8 or 9, we might go a little bit faster, but we went faster a little bit earlier than that. And then at one point when I had caught up with you and then passed you again, it was somewhere around mile 10.
Mm-hmm.
Elaine and Pat and I were somewhere around a 1350, something.
That's great.
Oh, no, it would have been like a 1330, I'm sorry. Anyway, but we had really sped up, and Elaine was doing so great. She looked wonderful, and she looked like she felt very good.
Yeah, and the weather was cooler, and there were intermittent showers, which, I mean, we didn't get soaked, so it wasn't too terrible.
The wind was getting me, though, because I hate when the wind blows through my shirt like that and I get cold.
Okay.
So I would have, instead of wearing a jacket to throw away at the beginning, I probably would have been better off wearing a windbreaker. Yeah. So that I could have just prevented the wind from blowing through. But.
And I was okay through the whole race with the weather until we finished and stopped, and then I got just really cold.
Yeah, it got really cold quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how much chillier it was this week from when we did Athens.
And there were so many uphills in this race.
It sure did feel that
walking
way.
Walking up High Street.
Yeah.
And then into German Village, which is fine. And then walking the other way up down Sciota Mile and through that area and walking up front or whatever that street is.
Yeah, when we were down by Sciota Mile, it did start to go up again.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you turn left ahead toward the Commons, it was uphill. That was rough.
Right.
That one was very rough. Because I like to pick up the pace at that point, and I just...
It was hard.
Yeah.
And this was like one of the longest point ones that I remember.
Yeah, that was Steve finished around 3:58 again.
Two fifty-eight
again. And he was really happy with his said 3 hours. I was at about 3:05, so I was 2 minutes slower than we were in Athens, which really surprised me.
And I was 3:07, which was a minute faster for me than Athens.
Okay. So we were actually really close.
Mm-hmm.
After we crossed the finish line and got our medals, we were able to go around the corner and just wait. And Steve was there waiting for us. So then Elaine and Pat were immediately after me. And then you were so close.
Okay.
It was amazing how close we all were this race. It felt like we were all together.
It really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did.
And they had bagels from Panera and bananas and apples and granola bars.
And water.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's everything they have right there.
Right. And the medals are huge.
Oh, they're humping.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, I almost thought, I hate to say this because they're nice, but they almost look just a little bit cheap because they are so big.
Oh, I know, and heavy.
It made me think of Little Rock.
Oh, really?
Because remember how they would always say that they had the biggest medal in the United States?
Oh, I didn't know that, no. It kind of reminded me of our medal that we got from the country music.
Oh.
Because that was so heavy.
Yeah, that one was very heavy. So then Ruth Ann was averaging a 15-minute mile. And we waited quite a while for her, but it was nice that we all got to wait for her, mm-hmm. and they didn't make us rush off.
Mm-mm.
So.
And it wasn't terrible.
No.
Waiting for her.
And there are a million photos of us there at the finish line, aren't there?
I think so. I haven't checked them. Have you?
Yeah. I checked that email that they sent us.
Oh, okay.
There are a million photos of us in various groups. At
really?
The finish line.
Oh,
yeah.
How fun.
Yeah.
And Laura was along the course taking our pictures also.
Yeah,
and
she fun.
Emailed pictures. That was fun.
Yeah, she had some good ones of us.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
So after we finished the race, we went through the gauntlet of the bagels and everything. Somehow Steve turned differently from how we did when we lost him. And we went into the Columbus Commons where there's that big park, mm-hmm. and a big party going on. Mm-hmm. And I was cold.
Mm-hmm.
And all I wanted was chocolate milk, and we went to Snowville, and it was gone.
Gone.
They had yogurt, but I was in the mood for yogurt.
Although, did you see on the website the way that whole party area was when the runners were still coming in?
No.
Horrible. Like body to body.
You're kidding.
No! It looked horrible. Like, oh, glad we are a little slower than the runners.
No wonder they ran out of chocolate milk.
I know! I'm like, wow, because... They would, you saw it on Facebook, right? They would take pictures of people at the entrance to the commons where the party
okay.
was, and just hordes of people.
Wow.
So I'm glad we were there when it was emptying out. Another good thing about being a walker.
Well, and the interesting thing about his races is that there's usually an opportunity for alcohol afterward. They
mm-hmm.
had Patron tequila and some other stuff. I know they had beer, but I don't know what else they had. Oh, champagne.
Champagne.
But I don't carry money, so I really wasn't in the mood to buy any alcohol.
And it's
point.
Also pretty amazing that they did run out of chocolate milk. I think that's the first race I did where they advertised it was going to be Snowville chocolate milk, and there wasn't any.
First time ever?
That was the first time ever.
And this is going to be like that one... podcast where we must have mentioned the word bagel like 3,000 times. This is going to be the chocolate milk episode.
Chocolate milk. There's nothing better after a race. Nothing better.
You know, when I bought a half gallon, and it just doesn't taste the same when it's been in your refrigerator for a couple days.
I think maybe having a little bit after a race is just makes it special.
Yeah. So. We didn't hang out at the party because, first of all, we're not big partiers anyway.
It was cold.
And they had bands playing.
Yep, and that was fun.
Yeah, maybe if we were younger and warm.
Yeah, and warm.
Maybe we should have done gear check.
I know. No, but my car was right there, so it really...
Yeah, there's no point.
We weren't going to be... At least I wasn't going to be coordinated to put my pants on. Right after a half marathon with nowhere to sit to put them on.
I would have liked to have had a jacket and everything.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, except for a little bit of rain, a little bit of wind,
mm-hmm.
the weather was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
great
plenty
support.
Of food afterward.
Great support. I mean, I think everywhere through every neighborhood there were
yes.
people cheering and people had signs.
And bands everywhere.
And bands. You don't need an iPod with this race.
Right. I think there were more bands this time than what I remember.
It was great. And those high schoolers on Lane
yeah.
Avenue with the drums.
Yeah. And it was really fun seeing George from Front Runner.
Yes.
Because he was wearing that wig, and it took me a few steps before I realized who it was.
The clown wig. Uh-huh.
There was one area where it seemed like every musician was acoustic, so I assume that they must have had zoning for the... They must have had zoning for the sound. My stomach's growling. and it was a little hard to hear the acoustic people, but they sounded great.
And that's great that they were out there,
yeah.
too. That was nice.
Yeah. So I thought it was really good. To me, this has become another must-do race.
I think so. I would say so. I kind of think of Cap City as kind of like the hometown
right.
race. More than the Columbus Marathon
really?
Is. I think, I don't know, it, I don't know. I just feel like it makes Columbus feel like a small town. I don't know. I just have a soft spot in my heart for it. And David Babner is, he's very welcoming to walkers,
yes,
now. And
And women's shirts. The shirts are wonderful.
Yeah, I got mine in a size too big, so.
Aww.
I know. So now I know to order. Now I'll have to do Emerald City in August to get a shirt that fits.
Well, you have to double check, make sure it's the same manufacturer.
I think it is. Because
okay.
I went to the website. Because register by Sunday, because it's still $60.
Okay. I'd seen that, but I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
I also have to give you, we have to register for Run Like a Girl.
Yes, fun.
So if we do all the half marathons that we have planned right now, I'll have 5.
Okay.
Is that, you'll probably have 5 too.
And listen to this, we are going up to Cedar Point at the end of June. There's a half marathon through Cedar Point. Isn't that fun?
You're kidding.
So we're going to do that. We're going to spend the night at Cedar Point,
uh-huh,
Saturday night, and then the race starts on Sunday. It's 6:45 in the morning.
You're kidding.
No.
Is Jeff doing it too?
No. No.
Okay, when you say we.
No, but he's going to go up and ride,
okay,
coasters, and I guess part of the deal with the race is I get like a free admission to the park, which I won't really use. I'll go on the merry-go-round or something, but.
People walk around and people watch.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound fun?
It does. I knew they have the Santa run there, but I didn't know they had
one. Yeah,
because
he had. Facebook had advertised it, and it's crazy expensive, but I figured, well, I'll try it and see what it's like, and
wow.
Yeah.
Well, if you get into Cedar Point, too, though, it'd be worth it.
Right. I'm sure that's part of the cost, now that you say that.
Because that would be the, just race entry alone would be about the same as a half marathon price.
Right, right, right. That's probably it. So that should be fun, and I hope it's fun.
Well, and from being from Ohio, you know that especially up along Lake Erie,
it's going to be cool, right?
Possibly.
I hope,
it
hopefully.
It could be really, really hot with no wind. It could be very, very windy, or it could be even cold. If wind,
okay,
comes out of Canada, it could even be,
right,
cold.
Right.
So
okay,
there,
so I should bring a variety of,
oh, yeah, shorts regardless, but.
Okay.
You may need a jacket at 6:45 in the morning.
Okay. Because I'm counting on it being, because I'm like, oh, the end of June, that could be tricky. But I thought, oh, it's right on the lake.
Maybe it, we'll end up being like the Ohio version of Disney.
Instead of a crown, you get a Peanuts character or something.
Oh, the other thing I want to mention about Cap City real quick is that David Babner was at the finish line, and he, like you said, he is very, very welcoming to all athletes who do his races.
Right.
And he even remembered me and gave me a high five. And I think that's really cool when
that's
he does that.
Very cool.
So it was real nice. I really like Cap City. And like I said, I think it's a must do.
Yes.
If you live in Ohio.
Yes.
I think that, to me, Cap City and the Columbus Marathon are different. But I feel like they're both must-do races.
Absolutely. Yep.
And maybe because the Columbus Marathon has the marathon with it, maybe that's why it feels less small-town.
Maybe.
Okay, well, great shirt, great medal, food afterwards, plenty of water on the course, a little hilly.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think it was a good race.
Great.
And our next one is, what's our next race?
We're doing the Memorial Day 5-miler.
Okay. Our next half marathon then would be Emerald City in August.
Is that right? It seems like there's one before then, but I think that might be right.
Run Like a Girl is a
marathon. Oh, no, you know what it is? It's the Columbus Half Marathon at Three Creeks.
Oh.
I think it's the first part of August.
Okay. I'll have to, Columbus Half Marathon. No,
yes,
okay.
With the Ultra Fit.
And that one's at Three Creeks, so that's in early August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That would make 6 if we do that one.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, you'll have 6 with Cedar Point. That'll make 7 for you if you do it.
Yay!
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking with me today, Deb. I really appreciate it.
Well, that was fun. Thank you.
And as I always like to say, why run slow when you can walk really, really fast?
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, that was fun. Thank you.
Would you walk with me today? Would you walk with me tomorrow? And if you walk with me today, I'll never cause you any pain. I'll never cause you any sorrow. Would you walk with me forever? Would you walk with me tonight? And if you walk with me forever, I promise that I'll never be far from your sight. Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Da 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 da. If you walk across the land, I'll take you by the hand and lead you to the fountain. Would you walk into my heart? Would you walk into my being? And if you walk into my heart, this will just be the start of the new world you'll be seeing. Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Ba ba da 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 da. Would you walk into my soul? And when you walk into my dreams, when you're there, it seems you make me whole. Would you walk with me today? Would you walk with me tomorrow? And if you walk with me today, I'll never cause you any pain. I'll never cause you any sorrow. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Walk with me. Would you walk?